Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I am so glad you joined us for today's broadcast. We are celebrating Resurrection Sunday. This is the day that we've set aside to remember that Jesus rose from the dead in victory, and He opened the way for every person to come into God's family. John 3:16 in the Passion Translation says, "For here is the way God loved the world. He gave His only unique Son as a gift." You know, I can't read that without wanting to tell you that this is how He chose to love you, was to give you His Son. So now everyone who believes in Him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. That's the reason Jesus came into this world. He came to give you life. He's full of the expression of God's love. Today, my dad, Kenneth Copeland, encourages you to receive the love God has for you. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given you, that you should be called a child of God.
Open your Bibles with me to begin with tonight to the third chapter of John's Gospel. And we will read most probably the most familiar scripture, particularly among evangelical people, and the entire Bible. But you can become so familiar with a scripture that you stop listening to what it says. You can quote it, "Oh yes, amen," but you don't bother to even meditate on it anymore because you've quoted it so many times, you've known this since you're 3 years old. You hear it all the time, and it doesn't speak to you as it should. Chapter 3, verse 16. Now let's read the 15th verse. "Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever..." Oh, glory to God. That's the first revelation that hit me with impact. I'm a whosoever. Dear Lord, have mercy. I was under shame and condemnation. And that 17th verse said, He didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but I'd been taught that I was no good, not by my parents, but from other things. And I was just ridden with guilt. I felt like I had sinned away my opportunity to answer my calling. I didn't know anything about the Word of God. And I found three scriptures. One of them said I was a whosoever. The other one said I was a whatsoever. And the other one said God, Jesus died for the ungodly. And I, dear God, I qualified for that. And I thought, Lord, hey, I'm a whosoever. "Whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Or believeth in Him. So now look. "He that believeth on Him is not condemned," in verse 18. "For God so loved the world." Whosoever. I was part of the world, and so are you. And God so loved you. He loved you before the foundation of the world, the scripture said. He loves you before sin ever was. He loved you before you, when He was the only one that knew anything about you. In His heart and in His mind, before the foundation of the world, He knew you, the scripture said. And in His heart and mind, you were perfect then. And in His heart and mind, you're perfect now. Hallelujah. That's still the way He sees you. He doesn't see you an old, ugly, beat up, sinful, no good, sorry louse of a thing. No, He does not. And all you have to do is accept the price that He paid for you. Amen. He loved you before, He loves you now, and He'll love you throughout eternity. Glory be to God. Say it, I'm a whosoever. And I was part of the world. And God so loved me that He gave Jesus. Wow. Praise God. That means you're worth something. Oh, I'm so unworthy. Don't. Would you please quit that? You're not telling anybody anything that we all don't know. But you were not worthy for that salvation, but it does not say you were worthless. No. You're worth something to God. Amen. Why? Just because He loves you. He asked me a few months ago now. He said, Kenneth, do I heal you because you have faith? Well, I've learned not to just start talking. And he said, You need faith because that's your connection. But he said, I don't heal you because you have faith. He said, I heal you because I love you. I sent Jesus because I love you. I baptized you in the Holy Ghost because I love you. I'll finance you because I love you. I'll take care of you because I love you. I love you. I'll heal you from your mistakes. I'll forgive you from your sin. All you have to do is confess it, and I'm faithful and just because I love you, because I care for you. Roll all your cares over on me because I care for you. I love you, praise God. I love you. I love you. I love you. Glory be to God. Now let's go over to 1 John, where the Apostle John elaborates on this. In 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Behold, now... do you know that that word has a meaning? Most people read the word behold, and it don't mean a thing. It's just a religious word. It's like one of them Christmas card words, you know. Behold. Hark. Durst thou hear from yonder hill? I remember right after I got, right after I accepted the Lord as my Savior, that I was listening to myself. Oh, Lord, and I got tickled. I thought, you know, I might as well just talk plain to God, just plain old Texas, you know. He understands that. Besides that, can you understand, can you imagine how goofy it must sound for somebody from West Texas trying to speak Elizabethan English? Durst thou not knowest? Hearken. Behold. Look here. That's what behold means. Look here. Look. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. Beloved, be loved. Beloved. Now take hold of that right now. You are the Father's beloved. Well, no, Brother Copeland, I just got so much stuff in my life. Well, quit praising the stuff in your life and start believing the Word of God. He tells you right over here in chapter 1 what to do with all that stuff in your life. if you got sin in your life, confess it. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now you believe that and quit feeling guilty and start talking the power of God. Amen. Amen. The reason people feel guilty is because over a period of time you're in the habit of feeling guilty because you knew better than to do what you're doing. But the Word said He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins. When? When we confess them. Not after you beg Him long enough, not after you feel better, and not after 6 or 8, 9, maybe 10 years and all this guilt lifts off of you. It never said anything about that. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, His blood cleanses us from all sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Advocate means attorney general. Praise God. We have a personal attorney with the Father. It says that He'll take our case. And the devil starts accusing you. And says, now, listen now. He did this and he did that and did this and did that. And Jesus will just take up your case, particularly if you keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything but the Word. Do you hear what I said? Don't say anything but the Word. Don't fall for the feeling game. Well, I just don't feel God this morning. Well, He's still there, whether you feel Him or not. Don't fall for the feeling game. But I just don't feel like He heard me. How do you feel like somebody heard you? Is it because He didn't just fall off His throne and start crying when you told that tale of woe to Him? Amen. That's what my mother used to say. Oh, Lord. Now, beloved, be loved. Be loved. Love is bestowed. Be loved. Jesus said, be healed. God said, light be. Be thou made whole. Man, be in our image. Be loved. Are you going to receive it?
Yes.
Oh, that'll put you to sleep every night. 127th Psalm. It is vain to rise up early and stay up late, feeding on the bread of sorrow. For He gives His beloved sleep. And I go to sleep on it every night of the world and have for a long, long time. Amen. And I quote that and I said, I am my Father's beloved. Now some people sit here and nod, yes, amen, and read those words. And then you start to pray that or some say, oh, I know, Brother and Sister Copeland, are God's beloved. But I don't know about me. Be loved! Whosoever you. Amen. God so loved the world that whosoever. He must have been loving the whosoever's because the whosoever believeth on Him was the ones that He loved. Amen. And just take it by faith and say, praise God, I'm asleep right now. I'm sound asleep right now. I used to wonder what fast asleep meant. Look at that little fella. He's fast asleep. Fast asleep. I'm going to stand sound asleep, but what's fast asleep? That means you go to sleep fast. Amen. Yeah. But I had to deal with this beloved because guilt will get in there on you and think if you ain't worrying enough that you're not responsible. Responsibility is not worrying. Being responsible is when you turn the care of it over to God. You're not the miracle worker. Now, be love. Say, I receive it. I'm loved of God. Beloved now. Now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Wow. Now we are the sons of God. This is not something that manifests after you die and go to heaven. If you're not a child of God, when you die, you ain't going to heaven. You understand that? This is something that happens now. This is something that manifests now. Because what is about to manifest when we do go to heaven is something he said, we don't know yet what that's going to be like. But we know when we see him, we be just like him. Wow. Amen. So don't relegate it to the future. No. Thank God for the sweet by and by. But this is for the rotten here and now. Glory to God. Sons of the living God. What manner of love has been bestowed upon us? The word bestow means to present as a gift or to confer upon as an honor. Hallelujah. God has honored you by calling you his very own child. He has honored you by accepting your receiving of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that good news? That's all us whosoever's. And all us whatsoever's. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, let's take a look into this. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed or conferred upon us or honored us with that we should be called the sons of God. And beloved, now are we the sons of God. So, what he's done is now, and it's for anyone that'll receive it, but those of us that have received it, what manner of honor is this? What manner of love is this that he has bestowed and conferred upon us? It's certainly not something we earned. No. It was bestowed. It's a gift. It's been conferred. It's an honor he's given us. Romans chapter 8, and let's look at the 17th verse. Read the 15th verse, 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Whereby we cry, I have a father. I have a daddy. We're supposed to be crying that, shouting that. My God, I'm his child. I have a father. I have a daddy. Glory to God. I have an inheritance. I'm somebody. Glory to God. He didn't do it because I'm somebody, but I'm somebody because he did it. Woo! Make a somebody out of nobody, out of a whosoever. Glory. I have a father. I have a daddy. And he's big. And he's rich. And I'm his heir. God. Woo, hallelujah. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with the Anointed One Himself. Amen. The head don't have one thing and the body got something else. Well, look at there comes Kenneth's head and his body. I don't know what his body's name is, but his head's named Kenneth. Now, I know that head that head is an heir, but I don't know whether the body's anything or not. The body's got to be a joint heir because it's joined to the head. And the Bible said he is head of his body, which is the fullness of him that filleth, and he has become the head of the body, which is of the church, which is his body, and has put all things under his feet. Amen. I had a good friend. He's a funny guy. But he was serious about this. He didn't know a whole lot about the word at the time. This was years ago, and he had a lot of guilt and condemnation about him too, like some of those of us did. He said, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just thrilled to be saved, brother. My God," he said, I'm heaven bound and I know it, and I'm just thrilled." Because he said, "You know, everybody's in the body. I know that," but he said, "Dear God, I got to be the armpit." But he said, on the other hand, the armpit of the body of Christ is better than any of the rest of it. Yeah, amen. Well, I don't care if you're nothing but something on the little toe. You're in the body. The whole body has that authority. Tell you, my toes are important. Amen. Let somebody step on one of them and see if it ain't important. It ain't nothing, just my toe. I got nine more. That's not the way Jesus is about it. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, joint heirs. He is our Father, but He is also our Daddy. Amen.
In a world driven by pressure, offense, and division, there is a higher way to live. In the audio teaching, The Power of Love, Kenneth Copeland shows from Scripture that love is not weakness or a feeling. It's a commandment, a weapon, and the very force that makes faith work. When you step out of strife and into love, you activate a spiritual power that overcomes fear. Whatever circumstances you're facing, love has the answer. God is love, and it's His very nature that He placed inside of you through Jesus. Love protects your peace, strengthens your faith, and positions you to receive God's promises. You can be free from bitterness and walk in freedom, fully persuaded that God's love is working through you. The pathway to victory is love. Learn to live with unshakable confidence, even in the middle of life's greatest pressures. Choose love, walk in faith, and watch your world change with the power of love. The Power of Love is now available as a free digital download on our website, kcm.org/TV special. The Bible says God is love. In this message by Kenneth Copeland, you'll learn how to live empowered by God's love. Discover that acting and speaking with the love of God allows His presence to manifest, bringing change and blessing to every situation. Offer good for 30 days. Download your free copy and begin experiencing the power of love today.
John 3:16 in the Passion Translation describes Jesus as God's unique gift to you. Think about that. God, the creator of the universe, loved you so much, He sent you a gift, and His name is Jesus. And with Jesus comes a whole new life. a life filled with love, joy, peace, health, and abundance. And that's just a small taste of what Jesus brings with Him. If those things are missing from your life, then I encourage you to receive God's gift to you today. Receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's very simple. Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I accept the gift of Jesus. I accept everything that He bought and paid for me. Jesus, come into my life. I give You my heart, or I open up my mind, my will, my emotions, my soul, my spirit, my body to receive the fullness of Your gospel, the fullness of Your plan for me. And I receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit right now to give me all that You want me to have. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you know what? What He wants you to have is peace. The Holy Spirit manifests that. He wants you to have good things happening in your life, healing life, all those things. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Whatever you want for your children, imagine billion times more what God wants for you. If you prayed with me, this is what happened to you. God made you part of His family because He loves you. So I want to say welcome to the first day of your new life as a child of God. And as we celebrate with you, we want to send you a gift called the Salvation Package. Today is Resurrection Sunday. And if you want to know what Jesus' resurrection means for you, then this book that my parents wrote, He Did It All For You, reveals the wonderful new life Jesus made possible for everybody that receives Him. Our package has two brochures to help you get started reading and studying your Bible. So to get your free package today, please visit our website, kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
2,000 years ago, Jesus went to the cross. He took our sin and paid the price. But the cross was not the end of the story. Today, Jesus is alive and seated on the throne, reigning in power, grace, and love. What happened from the cross to the throne? Find out in a special message from Kenneth Copeland. It's our gift to you. Download yours free on kcm.org/TV special or scan the QR code.